This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks again to Matt Nathanson, he did his first kind of live from his basement concert last night on Instagram and on Facebook. It was a lot of fun. I mean, if you've been listening to Alice for any length of time, you're very familiar with Matt Nathanson. He's just great, and he's always so funny. He's a great guest. So thanks to him. And now let's get into the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at fremontbank.com.
You're getting better every day, Isla. That was really, really good.
Thanks.
Did your dad take a video of you today by any chance?
I didn't.
Nope.
Darn it all. So listen, tomorrow we'll have him take a video. Remind him about that all day today.
Okay.
And so wear something extra cute, you know,
Okay. So
we'll put you all over social media, which you'll find out about when you're 13.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Say thank you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You're a delight. I love
all
her.
All right. Thank you, everyone.
She's
yeah,
she's
pretty
so
important to me.
Really?
All right, get out of here.
That's what I'm doing.
All right.
Oh, little Vinny. That's what I'm doing, punk. Your mom.
Okay, so for those of you who are just joining us, welcome. For those of you who've struggled through some of our technical difficulties, thank you for being here.
Thank
we appreciate
much.
It. All right. So here is some of the stuff that I wanted to mention I was going to sprinkle it all in throughout the morning. But
yeah.
Today is the first day of spring. So in a way,
at my house. What about mm-hmm. you?
I believe we have blue skies, and we have a few days of that before we get back to the rain. There is rain and snow in the forecast, though, and the snow is good news. I mean, I know that the resorts aren't allowing you to go up and ski and snowboard anymore, but that snowpack's important, and it's good to know we're getting some late season push,
definitely.
Late season piles.
Do you know if they did that? You know how they measure? I'm sure they did do it. They do those measurements throughout the winter. And I wonder where we were running up until this point, because I know they've got a ton of snow in the last few days.
You know what I'll do? I'll look that up for tomorrow's news, because I haven't seen that in the news, because all we've seen is coronavirus news for quite some time. Here is some, I don't know, I'll put it in finger quotes, good news from the coronavirus outbreak. All over the country, here in the United States, people have started putting up their Christmas lights. A woman on Twitter said her dad explained in a sentence, "The world needs this right now." I don't disagree. I love
lights.
It.
Oh,
so if you're
really...
bored, if you don't know what to do with yourself, and if you can safely do so, put your Christmas lights up. It'll help the neighborhood know that we're sort of gathered in this together.
Yeah, I think that's really, that is such a simple thing, and yet so it'll be perfect for my neighbors who never take theirs down.
There you go.
This is going to be fantastic. I actually really like that. I think that's so sweet.
I like it too. So this is a group called Invisible Hands. 220-somethings in New York have been enlisting volunteers to help deliver groceries and medicine to elderly and other people who can't go out. In the first 24 hours, 1,300 people signed up to help.
Oh my God.
It's incredible. So Invisible Hands is a neat little group just started in New York, and I imagine we could use some of that around here as well, right?
We certainly could. I wonder if that's, it's like we were just talking with Matt. Like, I think the best in people is going to come out right now. We are going to be closer as one humanity after this whole thing. We're what all going through it.
Whoa.
Oh, I thought he was going to play something. The world does need love. It's true. Sweet love. It's beautiful.
The owner of a pizza place in Connecticut has been making two trips a day to deliver free pizzas to his local hospital.
Oh.
Another thing, you know, the people, we probably can't thank the helpers, the people who are out there going to work and being there for us as we possibly get sick. You know, that's first responders, police, fire, doctors, nurses, all the office people that are important to keeping that office running and functioning, the medical offices. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you so much. This wouldn't be happening without or it wouldn't be happening in such an orderly fashion if it weren't for you.
Let's see if I have any other good ones. An IKEA store in Sweden found 50,000 face masks in one of their warehouses and donated them to a nearby hospital immediately.
Oh. Okay.
I've been hearing they're running low on those, and that's something that they need help with. So that's cool.
Right. I mean, you don't want your doctor re-wearing face masks with every new patient. I mean, and if you're buying up all the face masks, the doctor doesn't get any.
Right.
And the nurses and whoever else.
All right. So there's some good news. I think that there's enough bad news out there that I don't need to go into it in this one chance we have to talk about news. I do want to mention that there's lots of misinformation out there, though. So as you're looking on the internet, they've already pointed at particular places where the misinformation is being put out there on purpose to cause trouble here in
Jesus.
The United States.
People, stop it.
Whatever. The bottom line is, make sure you're looking at a credible source before you believe that we're going to be stuck in our house for 18 months.
Yeah,
I don't know that that's the case.
Well, let's hope not, right?
Right. Well, I want to believe that we're going to be back to somewhat normal life within the next 2 months. Not maybe entirely back. Right. But I don't believe we're going to be looking at...
We're not looking at 18 months.
I don't believe that. No.
I don't believe it either. I refuse to believe it. I've shut my mind off to that. I won't believe it. I'm
right.
really good at that. I don't know if you've noticed. Nah,
yeah,
I don't believe it. I'm
well,
not buying that. I'm not... Forget it.
Right. All of us are pretty good at that,
yeah.
I think.
Nah, I don't like that. I'm not believing in that.
Right.
Forget it. Give me something else. 2 months? Yeah, I believe that. I'm with you, Vin.
Okay, so I thought this was funny because as we were all wondering how we're going to keep our food supplies up. Oh, and by the way, I do have a story. Sorry, I'm a little all over the place.
I do have
a story about the food supply chain and that it is rock solid. Like, I know that you're sitting at home and you're fretting over how you're going to make the food that you have last you.
Yeah.
But I continue to see statements from credible sources that our food supply is good. It's not going to be a problem. You'll be able to get what you need.
Right.
Here are some of the food items that are not disappearing off the shelves as we stock up.
Oh, it's all the yucky stuff, isn't it?
It is.
You can still get like pickled herring, you know. They've got sardines or, you know, plenty of those.
Baby shark cereal in full supply. Hot tamale flavored peeps in full supply.
Oh, my God. Don't. Why? No.
Cans of Manhattan clam chowder soup in New England grocery stores in full supply.
Yeah, nobody wants Manhattan style. Please give me real clam chowder. Take your red clam chowder and stuff it.
Frozen pizzas with pineapple or with cauliflower and broccoli crust.
Oh.
In full supply at most grocery stores.
I would actually eat both of those. I'm fine with those.
I probably would too.
If that's all that's left, I'll take them. No problem. It's pizza in the end.
Unsalted potato chips still on the shelves.
Yeah,
and of course. Right.
That is, we actually raided the Sevy near our house. Like, I gloved up and put on a mask. I'm like, we had no junk food in the house at all. I'm like, I'm going in, John. He drops me off in front. I go in. I pick up like 50 bags of kettle chips and Cheetos and all this crap and bread and all. But like, we totally raided the place. I was like, oh, thank God, salty stuff.
Right. Snacks are important right now. We were talking about mental resiliency. Cheetos can help with that.
They really can. We are all, by the way, on the isolation. I'm not saying just my family. Like, everywhere I'm looking online and everybody's posts on Instagram is like, well, I'm sitting here and I'm eating. I wonder how this is going to turn out.
You know what the weirdest thing is I saw a post from one of my friends and he said, I'm either going to gain 100 pounds or lose 50. Being stuck indoors, depending on the food supply, right?
Well, right.
My weight's down. I'm actually so, I don't want to say I'm so happy because obviously,
hey man, silver linings.
Times are tough and I am still not sure if I brought this thing into my house. I haven't even considered testing because testing seems impossible to get.
Well, you've got to be showing symptoms for them to even consider it.
Right. So I haven't been able to just go get a test and decide whether or not I should be hiding even more, like from my wife and kids. So that's just sort of this wait and see thing is happening for me right now.
It's so awful. It's so frustrating. Just, you know. Waiting to get sick, waiting for the next development. It's hard.
Yeah, I agree. Especially as I'm slightly on the hyperactive side and do tend to leave.
Right.
My instinct is to go out. So,
just, you know, tamp that tendency down, Vin, if
right.
you can.
Here's that. This is the little paragraph I wanted to read to you. Supply chain experts say that we are going to be totally fine on food supplies and toilet paper. Some brands may have up and down stock levels, but this country has more than enough of everything to avoid shortages. So while you stress, you don't need to stress on that in particular. Oh, and one other, and then I'll get off the coronavirus thing. You know how Gavin made the headlines with he doesn't think schools will be open again this school year? In Kansas, that's official. All schools closed until next school year, which I guess is the fall.
As in the buildings are closed, but they're going to continue to try to do stuff online? Or
they'll do stuff online, okay. Yeah. But they're saying that as far as the school, going back to school, not until fall.
So Kansas. Well,
Kansas out in front,
middle of the country.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you know, what we'd heard is there are hot spots in America, but that's actually something we should probably be paying attention to. Where else is this happening? You know, it doesn't seem to be isolated to the coasts anymore.
No,
if
and you
Kansas
know what though,
is doing that.
There is a tracker. I got to find where I saw
like
this.
The reported cases tracker?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a tracker. Hold
Keep
on.
Keep in mind, reported cases are far, 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 far fewer than actual cases.
Right.
Because people are, you know, getting tested, waiting forever for results, or not getting tested at all and suffering at their house and getting past it or, you know, or out there spreading it. I don't know what people are doing.
Well, I definitely am worried that I picked it up before we got into isolation.
Exactly.
I don't have anything to point at to explain to you all why I think that. I just think that I was in the city. I was around you guys. We were all sort of continuing to work in very close quarters.
Right.
So, I mean, I hope I don't. I'm praying I don't. But, you know, I read something this morning that a couple that was in isolation that had been on that Grand Princess cruise,
yes.
You know, the one that was stuck out.
It's our cruise, right?
I think they're at the Fairfield Hotel. They're in isolation anyway, a husband and wife. And the test results came in. The husband has it. She does not.
Oh.
And so they were like, we have to separate you two right now.
Oh my God!
And of course that brought home what I'd been saying to my wife a week ago, which was, maybe I shouldn't come home. maybe I should go somewhere else because I don't want to expose you and the kids to this if I did get it. Right. And she, of course, was like, we've already been together. It's fine.
Well, I've felt that way. They say this is, you know, more communicable than the flu and that, you know, I felt like, well, if we've all been living together this long, we're all going to keep on living together.
Right.
I don't know what to say to that, Vin.
That's yeah, it's weird, stunning. But maybe she's got some kind of extra immunity strong or immunity right? or something. I don't know, but that's a story from one of the newspaper websites, Cron or the Merck. Mm. Here's something that's been happening, and I told you this because I was buying wet wipes for my diaper wearing one year old.
People actually need wet wipes, right?
Right. And they're saying, oh, people are buying these up now too. This is very important. Stop flushing those things down the toilet. We could cause a major problem for our friends and neighbors, one that will be very difficult to fix if you're flushing wet wipes. I know it says flushable. They're not.
They're not flushable. They've been saying for years, please stop flushing these things. They are absolutely, they just don't break down fast enough. They're clogging the works. And you're right. You know what happens when there's a block in the sewer? It comes in through the lowest drain in your house. That's a thing. Unless you have a Contra Costa valve, which is like this little thing that you sit in your front yard and that's your overflow point. That's the lowest point. That'll come right into the tub and the lowest point in your house.
Whoa.
Yuck. You don't want that.
Nicely HGTV done, at work
much.
Right there. Look at you.
Well, listen, man, we had to get one of those valves.
All right. So the wet wipes, they're not flushable. You can use them. Just throw them in the trash.
Yeah.
I know that seems unsanitary, but it's better than having your toilets back up.
Right. And not just your toilet, all the drains that connect to the sewer.
Mm-hmm. Paper towels and even tissues, not designed to break down in water like toilet paper is.
Right.
Don't flush them. Also,
only toilet paper.
The antibacterial wipes that you stocked up on, hopefully, or maybe you didn't get a chance to because someone else hoarded them. But those antibacterial wipes that you're using for your counters and doorknobs and everything else, not flushable. And certainly should not be using those on your man, pan, or woman area. Is pan the undecided who you are,
your
area is?
I
don't know.
Pan or what? Right. Just including everyone.
Yeah.
Whatever area you have, don't use those on it.
Use antibacterial. However dirty you may think it is, that's
so
not
dirty.
The way to clean it. Also, lady products, including tampons. Don't flush those.
Yeah, don't. Let's please all. That, if there's one thing we can all join together on, it's keep the stuff that isn't toilet paper out of the toilet.
Right.
Well, I mean, et cetera, the stuff that's already going in there.
All those things you mentioned I have pulled out of the sewer before with my snake.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's common to pull out wet wipes, tampons on the snake.
Tampons are a huge problem.
And it wraps around the snake, too, so you have to, really work at it, to untangle it like a knot.
That's when gloves are awesome.
Oh, yeah. Not using my hands for that.
No.
Condoms and dental floss also making the list of things that they do not want you to flush. So there's a little PSA for.
Thank you. That's much needed because honestly, I got the memo on those things a few years ago and I got in a huge fight with my family over. I'm like, we're not using those anymore. And you know,
the wet wipes.
Like, we love those. Yeah. So we don't use them. And because I was like, I can't. I'm like, it's like, I don't want those in the trash can either. Guess what? Toilet paper is what we use. That's what we use.
Right.
And when we were cavemen, we used the river. If we used anything.
I know it does feel extremely weird in theory to clean your backside with a wet wipe and then throw it in the trash can, but that's right. What has to happen.
And listen, right? This is when, you know, plastic, you put a little plastic liner in your thing, in your little trash can that's by your toilet, and just close that up once a day. Or I don't know, Vinny, what are those things called? Like diaper genies or something? Use one
yes.
of those. Get one of those damn things.
Right.
Those do a pretty good job.
You know what? That's so funny. Those diaper genies are, in theory, excellent. And it's so smart to be able to seal up those dirty diapers. But having had two kids now, those dirty diapers end up in any trash can nearby. That's how it is at our house. I don't know about everybody else, but I will walk by and go, oh my God, there's a poop diaper in that thing.
Of course there is. Well, even the diaper genies do. You have to empty those really regularly because any sort of, I don't care how nicely twisted off the things are, they're not twisted enough.
Right.
That's stinky.
Anyway, that was me meandering through a news break. I haven't but I can check. Do we have any? Are the techs up and running?
Yeah, I gave you some techs, Vinny.
Oh, okay. Hold on one sec.
All right, let's figure that out. I would love to hear. And again, if you're joining us late in the show, maybe you don't know. We had two full hours of technical difficulties this morning. And just, you know, thanks to Brian, the engineer, who dragged his butt in. Of course, it would be the first day that Bryn's working from home. Right, Bryn? Like, naturally.
Yeah, I know. It's super, super fun. And I'm sure
All the fingers are pointed at me right now. What's that?
All the fingers are pointed at me. They're like, okay, they added Bryn, and now Sarah gets chopped off.
No,
like,
nobody's pointing any fingers at you. That's ridiculous. We, and it turns out my unit is just malfunctioning. And I was thinking, too, like, on Monday, this thing did have a few problems. Mm-hmm. And we sort of chalked it up to maybe the overloaded internet at work.
Well, it's a good thing you're not that important, you know.
I know. Well, it's fine. If anyone's is going to go down, it should be mine.
Right.
But anyway, they worked really, everybody. Nicole did. I think Alex and Corey, are they there too this morning?
No, it's just Alex today.
Oh, just Alex. So Alex was working hard. Brian dragged his butt in from bed when we called him at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, Brian's been a real hero.
Yeah, Brian has been a real hero, and he's so calm. You know, because you know me. I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know how to do that. And I had to download stuff off the internet. I mean, I was like, okay, just keep telling me what to do.
The question is, can you do it again?
No, I can't do it again. I definitely can't. Although, maybe he could help me. Let's put it this way. I've had mornings that were way more fun than this one. But in the end, it's like we always tell each other, it's one of the Sarah and Vinny show mantras. No matter what goes wrong on the air, nobody dies. It's just radio. It's fine. And sometimes we've heard from people who say, that was funny. You know, like your horror was our entertaining morning show on the way in. So enjoy our...
It's reality, which is what's great.
It is. So, I've always found the best way, you know, if something's going horribly wrong, just turn your mic on and talk through it.
Right. I walked into the other room to top off my coffee while we were experiencing the difficulties, and Christina goes, "How's the show going?" And I'm, "No show."
Yeah, there is. It's not.
Right, nothing happening here yet.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so they're swapping out my faulty unit today, supposedly. So we'll see.
We got a bunch of texts, so that is good to still be hearing from everyone. And while this morning was a little bumpy, we will continue to broadcast live from our separate homes for as long as the equipment works.
Yep, we sure will.
I mean, we're
into
it.
It's a day-to-day thing. So do you want to squeeze a few in here? Do you want to sort through them and we can do them after the break? Totally.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
Okay. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.